The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are.
On our most lovely planet, I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. The name of the show is Being Here, and that's what it's all about.
Oh, the pressure.
That's the title of the show.
There's no pressure in being here.
No, when you're being here, there is no pressure. It's just
being
this.
Here, yes. It's this moment.
And this moment.
And this moment.
And now we're going to talk about how to get into the current moment of your life.
This show really is a possibility for you to relax and drop into your own personal center effortlessly. And what it takes is
listening, true listening. Most of us don't truly listen when somebody or something is talking, something like the radio or your computer. Most of us are thinking about what's being said rather than letting it come in and hearing it. Have you ever been driving down the street and you know that the next driveway is yours because you've lived there for years, and the voice in your head says, make the next right, when you already know you're going there?
Our minds are dictators.
They tell us what to do as though they are us and we need to follow those rules. Now, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It is not about changing or fixing you. It is not about change at all, really. It's about discovering how to access and live in the current moment of your life. And during this show, you can actually experience getting into the current moment of your life, but what it takes is really listening, not to see whether you already know what we have to say, not to see whether you agree with it or not, or disagree with it, but to hear it. Just let it in. Listen.
Just imagine how boring it would be to make love if you said, oh, I've done that. I know that. I've been there.
I've been with the same woman for 32 years. Give me a break.
It's kind of like, oh, yeah.
What new can happen
here? I've been over that territory before. But, you know, when you're really here, it's an adventure. It's new. You discover things. And I imagine that over this show today, there's the possibility that from time to time, you'll tune out.
Your mind will wander.
It
will
happens.
Say something, and your mind will go off on a tangent.
You know, every once in a while it happens for us when we're heading into New York City from our home and office in New Jersey to you know, we're going into work. We'll put on the radio to listen to the traffic report, and it comes on the 8th, so at 8 minutes after the hour, 18 minutes after the hour, 20, etc. And sometimes we'll tune in just a little bit before, get on the channel. And we are actually only listening to the radio to hear that.
What the traffic's going to be.
And sometimes it's playing, but our thoughts are elsewhere. We're not even lost in conversation with each other. We're lost in conversation with ourselves. And we miss it.
Hey, honey, I don't think you should tell people that. They won't know that. They'll think we're not enlightened.
What they'll discover is it's not about judging what you see about yourself.
It's about noticing it and leaving it be.
And having fun with it.
Really. You know, you're an odd bunny, you know? An odd creature. you you're human, and human beings are odd. They have been programmed and conditioned by the culture they grow up in. See, our approach is really anthropological. Anthropologists study cultures, and we've all been programmed. Isn't that a terrible word? We've been programmed to fit into the culture we were born into. So they, like they program a computer, they program it with a computer language. Well, you've been programmed with a language, and you may have been programmed with several languages, depending on how many languages were spoken in your family. But you learned the language. You didn't even think about learning it. You absorbed it. And you also absorb the pressure to produce and the standards and the work ethic and the rules.
And chances are, as a young version of yourself, you experience things that your parents did or the people in your community did that you didn't like. And you said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it different. And then you may actually be doing the opposite of what you've seen.
Because you're doing it different from them. But
that's not balanced either.
Because it's not your, original? No, original is not the word.
It's not actually your truth. It's in reaction. It's pushing against something. What you resist persists, grows stronger. You drag it through your life. Things get heavy.
Right.
And there's another possibility.
It's called enlightenment. And the middle word in enlightenment is light, where you live your life as though it's your idea what you're doing. You don't second guess yourself. Life becomes a fun experience rather than tedium and boredom.
So listening to this show today, give yourself a break. Listen when you listen. Don't when you don't. And if you give yourself permission for that, chances are you'll listen the whole time, because you won't be doing listening. You won't be trying to be a better you. You'll just be here, and that's all it takes.
What's possible is your life could transform during this show. It should, actually. That's up to you, however. It depends on the quality of your listening.
We have a caller. Let's take him.
Okay.
Vin, are you with us?
Ben?
Hello there. Yes, I'm with you.
Oh, there you are.
Good.
Hi.
Good. There you are. Well, we heard you were on the line, but we didn't hear you.
Where are you calling in from today?
Okay.
From where?
I'm calling in from Munich in Germany.
Munich in Germany.
Okay.
Is it beautiful in Munich today or tonight or whenever it is, your time?
Very beautiful.
Good.
Excellent. What can we do
for you? Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. What can we do for you, Ben?
I read something in the description about internal standards.
Yes.
And that just really reminded me of an internal conversation that I have going on at the moment. It's kind of funny, and I know exactly what I'm going to do. So I think it's really funny that I have this conversation, but it was a good example. I thought, I like taking singing lessons. It's one of the things I do with a particular singing teacher. And I recently started working for a new client where I'm spending most of my time. And my singing teacher actually lives about 2.5 hours away from that client. So in order to take my lesson one evening a week, I kind of have to leave work a little bit earlier than would be normal. And
yes.
I just have this idea somehow that I shouldn't be doing that, that especially since I'm new as a client, I should first go with the flow and just behave like everyone else is behaving. And then once I'm established, maybe I can start taking my lessons. And yeah, it's a little bit. I'm going to go ahead with it. Yeah.
I have a question. Have you spoken to your employer or the client that you're working with, and have you told them that you take singing lessons once a week and so you need to leave early that day in order to get to your singing lesson?
Or asked for permission.
Yes, I have, and they say it's no issue at all. I mean, it's fine. But yeah, it still seems like I'm getting extra treatment. I mean,
well, you know,
what's wrong with that?
Yeah, what is wrong with that?
Oh, okay. What is wrong with that?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Yeah,
I'm the other one that said it.
You know, you could have also been...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know the connection between us has a little bit of delay, so we seem to be
talking
a little disjointed, so I apologize for that, but... I know sometimes when people work for us, if they're doing a really great job, the time that they're here is not the relevant part. It's the feeling that I'm being taken care of and the job is getting done.
Okay. Yeah.
And also, there's the possibility of coming early or staying late on other days.
Yes, and that's what I'm doing too. I mean, I come in really early that day, so the hours I'm there is not, it's not any less than I would be there otherwise.
Yes.
So, thanks. That's actually pretty cool.
When you say you feel like you're getting something extra, there's another possibility that you're giving something extra. And I'll tell you what I mean. When I have someone working for me or for Shia and I, and they have things that are important to them that they're passionate about, if we can have it work so that they can have it all, have those passions and do the job, I love having that person work for us because I win with their win.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, it's very cool because actually my boss, he's been asking me about my singing quite a bit, and I don't know. I kind of like it, but then on the other hand, I'm a little bit nervous because I think that's not really what I'm engaged to do at my job. So,
hey,
it's actually very cool.
Ben.
Yeah.
You live in Germany.
Yeah.
And Germany is basically rule bound. People hate to follow the rules there. Now, I know a lot about Germans because we worked in Germany for about 18 years now. And so we meet them twice a year, and a lot of them come with us to Costa Rica.
And come to just about every weekend workshop we do in New York. So we are intimately familiar with the German culture and mindset.
Right. And people don't like to be dictated by the rules, but yet they set up their own rules because they've been raised in a culture that is very rule-bound. So you ask how somebody wants you to do things because you don't want to disappoint them.
You know, it's interesting, though, Vin, that your boss will ask you about your singing and you hold back or you get nervous rather than wholeheartedly share with him what's happening because he or she is...
I believe it's a she.
He's doing something extra. And then if you come back and you share with him what's happening for you, it's a win for him. If you hold it back or get nervous, somehow that's a little self-indulgent.
Yeah. Thank you. That's very cool. And I feel that I've been relaxing around it, and it's just really, really great. I mean, it's a nice open exchange. And for a long time, I kept my singing very separate from my work.
Yes. Well, you know, look, you can relax. You're doing your life perfectly.
Yeah.
The only thing that doesn't believe that is the voice you listen to that finds fault with everything you do. Even when you're successful at something, it thinks you should have done it differently. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And just a reminder, that voice is not you, Vin. And it has its own survival at stake. It doesn't really care about you or your life or your well-being in this moment. So the more you approach that internal conversation with a sense of humor, that
more fulfilling your life will be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
You know, I feel like we're on a one of these news feeds where the reporter in the United States is speaking to somebody somewhere, like in Turkey, and there's this delay, and the person stands there looking blank for about 5 or 8 seconds before the sound goes through to them, and then they respond, "Oh yes, I understand." Well, this conversation is a little broken like that.
And for those of you who are listening, if you resist that, it'll be really uncomfortable. If you just relax and don't have a pressure for it to be different, it'll be easy.
See, our lives show up exactly as they do. And right now,
one way it's showing up
is we have to go to a break. So can you come back after the break, Vin?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly. So come on back. And
don't mind the delay.
And don't miss being here.
That's right. Don't miss being here.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. to receive free video and audio downloads, and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter, featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. FYI,
yes.
The next because I was experiencing a delay.
I was experiencing a technical delay.
We were just, wanted Finn to feel at home.
Right.
The Art of Relating is the next course we're doing in New York City. It's June 6th, 7th, and 8th, the next weekend course, because actually we'll be coming back to do Monday Nights Alive in June. So earlier than that, I don't have the date right in front of me. It's the first to Monday in June. So you're invited.
I'm pretty sure it's June 2nd, honey.
You still with us, Vin?
Yeah.
Excellent.
He's kind of with us.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling in today, Vin.
Yeah, it's June 2nd.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Happy 7th anniversary. I just heard it's your 7th anniversary of the radio show.
Yes, it is the 7th anniversary.
And last month we were number one on the network. So,
so we really
thank you, everyone who shared the show with somebody or bodies or passed on the information.
Yeah, if you like the show, tweet about it, Facebook about it, share it with your friends. It's really a treat. Thank you so much. We have another caller. Let's take her, shall we?
All right. Who's it?
Anina, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Anina.
Where are you calling in?
Hello. I'm calling from Naples. That's a little place in Switzerland.
Is it lovely in Naples?
It's lovely in Naples. Yes, it's night by now, but it's lovely.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Lovely, lovely to be here.
Good.
Yeah.
So when
I saw the topic of the show, so many things came to my mind, and about the internal pressure I'm putting on myself and the external pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes find it difficult to make the discretion between listening to someone and feeling the pressure. So, that if someone tells me something I don't really like, or it doesn't fit my agenda, or it doesn't fit my truth, I find it sometimes hard to find out, do I not want to listen, or does it really not, does it pressure my own truth?
Well, let me give you an example, and this may not be an example for you, but I think you'll be able to relate to it, and I know a lot of people will be able to relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a parent may pressure a grown child to either get married, find a relationship, or to have a baby so that they can have grandchildren.
Yes.
And the person that they are talking to, their grown child, may not want to have a child yet. So let's just do having a baby. I think that'll make it simpler. And so the parent will say, oh, you should really have kids. They're wonderful. You can hear that. It only becomes a problem when you start conversing with yourself about it.
Whether or not you agree with it, whether or not you believe that.
Whether or not you want it, whether or not it's the right time, whether or not that's something ever for you. That listening to a person is not a problem, Anina. It's what you do with it afterwards.
Yes. It's just information if I only listen and don't resist it.
Yes, you tell yourself that. That's pretty good. You've got the right answers. But having the right answers and living it are very different.
Yes.
So then it's not... Okay, so now you have the right answer, and then I put right in
parentheses.
Quotes. But then it's about bringing awareness to how you're being and noticing that sometimes you hear it, and it's information, and sometimes you start rebutting it in your head. where you start going, no, I don't want that. And other times, it may be time to just speak up and say, it's not the right time for me.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's appropriate just to hear.
It's not really even about that. It's really about your life shows up the way it does. And if you find yourself in front of somebody that's asking something of you, that's how you set your life up in that moment.
Yes.
So stop complaining about it in your thoughts.
Yeah.
Get interested in what that person's saying as though it was your idea in the first place. And by the way, it happens to be your idea.
Yes.
You're just not aware that it's your idea because you've been listening to the conversation in your head that's complaining that life isn't going the way you would prefer. Actually, it would prefer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
Accurate?
Very accurate, yes.
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 So, see, I could tell that you're a little bit ahead of yourself. You've somehow picked up the idea that if you fulfill your dreams or your intentions or your goals, that's the word I was looking for, somehow then you'll be happier or a better person.
Yeah.
And that's a huge, huge mistake. You'll be a great person anyway because you're a great person right now. You don't have to get somewhere better to be a better you.
Yeah.
All you have to do is allow yourself to be the you that you are in the current moment. And life will get easy and fulfilling and pleasant even.
Yeah.
I'll give you a clue. So, if you're not having fun right now, if your life isn't appearing to you as fun, if it's appearing as a chore, then you're adding something.
Yes.
You're just adding something. You have the idea that you can't do something, you know, you're not capable or you don't know how, and then you're being right about that idea. You're complaining about yourself or someone else. At the last international call, one fellow was talking about complaining. He was complaining about something unfair that happened at work and about his coworker. And when he realized there were just some very simple actions he could take, the complaint popped. So if things aren't fun, then you're resisting something or you're fighting with yourself about something.
Or you're being right about something.
Yeah.
And look, here's the problem. You think you're going to get over that behavior.
And that if you don't, it's a failure.
But it's hardwired in, Anina. You know, your mind complains. That's what it does. It judges.
Yes.
That's what it does. And if you, here's the problem. The problem is that when you say, oh, I don't want to judge, that's not really you saying that. That's the mind.
It's the same voice that judges in the first place.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you can just relax.
Yes.
And watch the show.
Yes. Yes, and if I do, I feel so relieved and so happy and at home in my own life now.
That's right. Right now. And it's all right now, you see. It's
yes.
Someday. It's in this moment you are either in your life or in your thoughts about your life. And if you're in your thoughts about your life, you put pressure on yourself to attain things or get to an idea that you have about where you're supposed to be by now in your life.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
You know what's really neat, Nina? It wasn't that long ago that you did your dissertation. You got your master's. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
And you succeeded. But you had the same mental construct at the time where you were pressuring yourself, you didn't know if you could get it done, and then there were times where you relaxed and you felt good in your own skin and in your life in that moment, and you hadn't achieved that goal yet.
Yes.
And now you've achieved that goal. And if you're not here in that moment, that goal matters not at all. Life still is miserable.
Yes.
But when you're here, it also doesn't matter, actually, when you're here.
But you don't pressure yourself when you're here to be different than you are.
Yes. Well, I think it matters that I'm here, because otherwise, if I'm not here, I actually do miss my life.
Well, that's true.
And one day it will be over, and I would have missed it.
Well, you would have missed the parts of it that you missed, that's for sure.
Yeah.
See, worrying about how the future is going to turn out takes you out of the current moment.
Yes.
Complaining about what happened 10 minutes ago takes you out of the current moment.
Yes.
I mean, complaining about what happened 5 years ago, or even worse, in your childhood, that really takes you out of the current moment of your life.
Yes.
We had a conversation with a woman recently who I spoke to about 15 years ago, and I sent her a copy of our book, and she read it, but she didn't really, really get it at that time. And so she spent the last 10 or 15 years in therapy of different sorts and like that.
And really diligently, wholeheartedly working.
Yes, but she said, how many times can I tell myself that my father was gruff? And I think that is so cool, because as children, this lady didn't even realize that she picked up the point of view about her father from her mother, mm-hmm. who was fighting with her father.
Yeah.
And so she absorbed that and has been for years trying to get over this idea that her father is gruff, when it's not even her idea. It's
uh-huh.
just something she absorbed.
And even if he was gruff, so what?
So what?
Now what?
You know, if your father's a lion, he's going to kill antelope.
Yeah.
Does that make him wrong?
No.
No, because that's what lions do.
Yeah.
Men are men, but sometimes women want men to be more like their girlfriends than men.
Uh-huh.
You know, to be sensitive.
Yes.
And so they put a pressure on them to be like the girls.
And to be chatty.
And chatty. And then when they do it, they don't like them anymore.
No, they,
yeah.
they chat. They're like, will you please stop talking to me? You're pressuring me. So what's up? What are you working on in your life these days? What's up for you?
In my life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still working for my employer, but I have given in notice there.
What do you do?
I'm a physical therapist.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm slowly and steadily going self-employed again.
Uh-huh.
So back to self-employment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's taking up quite nicely.
That's
excellent.
Great.
Yes.
So I let go of thinking of it as still working for, and just say, I'm working for an employer. I've given my, you know, but still has a complaint against you in it.
That's true.
Yes, it is true.
Yes.
The other
yes.
thing is, I would go about working at your current job like it's your idea, and don't try to get out of there.
Yes.
When you're working there, have it be all that you're doing, not someday when I work for myself, things will be better.
Yes.
And as excited as about it as working for yourself.
Yes.
Because otherwise, if you don't, when you do work for yourself full time, you'll start finding fault with you for working for yourself.
Yes.
Same way you'll find fault for your current employer.
The other
yes.
thing is, lots of times people won't really fully enjoy a job as they're ending it because they're afraid they're going to miss it when they go and miss the people there. And you're far better off having it be an excellent experience right up to the end, so that you're doing better than you've ever done there. You like it better than you ever have there. It makes it an excellent springboard into whatever's coming next.
Yes.
And look, Nina, you're doing your life perfectly. So relax and enjoy it.
Thank you. You put such a big smile on my face when you say this.
Excellent.
Well, and it's the truth.
Yes.
You ready to relax into the commercial break?
Yes.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss...
Being Here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back
to Being Here.
Yippee!
All right.
Hey, a few things. A number of you are playing a one-a-day game, which is a game that a bunch of us folks are playing in the month of May. You are welcome to play it also. And if you're hearing this in the archives sometime down the line, you're still welcome to play it. We've discovered that people really come alive when they're sharing with other people what's possible rather than pressuring themselves to keep it all to themselves and looking at their lives and working on themselves. Instead, extending yourself, including people in the experience of transformation or your experience of your favorite restaurant or your favorite radio show or just including other people in what's possible in your life. For those of you who said you're going to play it every day for the month of May, if you've forgotten, just hit the restart button. You do not have to go back.
And you do not have to punish yourself for breaking your word with yourself, because you do that pretty much regularly anyway, but don't beat on yourself for it, and you will stop happening?
I know I mentioned the course that's coming up in New York in June, The Art of Relating. For those of you in the European community, if you want to do something a little closer to home, we are coming for the fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment course to
Cambridge.
Yes, Cambridge, England, July 4th through 6th. You can find out more on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Yes.
Did we say we finish each other's sentence?
No, but we do.
But we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You still with us, Anina?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
I'm having so much fun just listening to the two of you.
Well, you sound a whole lot more...
present now.
Yeah, relaxed in yourself.
It sounds
yes,
great.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, sometimes we forget just to breathe. We get so busy going somewhere and accomplishing
and
things.
And trying to get what we think is important, and we miss out on the magnificence of the moment. I mean, I'm looking out at the trees by our home, and I see fresh, young leaves just bursting forth and flowers. It's just amazing if you're here for it. But if you're busy going somewhere, it's just background.
And it's annoying because you're not out there. And a better you would be out there, but you're here stuck at your desk. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
Really,
thank you.
Speaking
thank
with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. One of the things that occurred to us after last week's show, we were talking with some really engaging callers about letting go of FOMO, which is a short for fear of missing out, is the beauty of allowing yourself to totally unplug from the grid, meaning that you can let yourself not have to answer emails or texts or phones or just
stop
turn off the light.
Stop working on what's incomplete from your day and get to where you are. So when you come home from work, you don't drag work along with you or those things that didn't work along with you.
I often find that as the day progresses and it gets toward evening, when I get really tired, I have a pressure to produce more. And particularly if I'm doing emails, I'm more likely to make typos. And when I feel that internal pressure and I find my typing getting strange, that's my cue to stop. I can get things done 4, 5, 10 times faster when I'm not pressuring myself to keep going past the time when it's appropriate. Sometimes that internal conversation is really your clue to you that you're tired and it may be time to quit. You just have to pay attention and know what's your truth and what's your internal code. We have another caller.
Yes, Claudia, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Now we can hear you.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to coming in June for The Art of Relating. I'm registered and ready to go.
You.
Pardon me?
Tell people where you're coming from.
Toronto, Canada.
Excellent.
Yes, so I'm really looking forward to that. It's just interesting what you said, Ariel, about, you know, when you're pressuring yourself and you want to be doing something else and you start making mistakes on your emails. What I tend to do is I tend to drop things, and I can drop one thing, like just like a spoon or a glass or something. And if I do it 3 or 4 times, I know that I'm pressuring myself. So I stop. I just completely stop and I sit down and I take some deep breaths just so I can connect with myself again. So thank you for bringing that up. That was really interesting.
You added something to what I said. Maybe you kind of like put two things together because I talked about if you're not where you are, it can be annoying that you're not outside.
Yeah.
But for me, it's not that I want to be doing something else Claudia, usually I actually think I want to do that one more email, or I think I want to just handle this other thing in the office before I close it up for the night, or I think I should just write that letter. And I actually think, operative word is think, that I'm doing what I want, what I should. I'm not thinking I should be doing something else.
Ah.
And I've come to realize that thinking I have to accomplish that one more thing is usually my internal code for I'm tired and it's time to quit for the night. And usually there just comes a moment where I go, uh-huh, I'm done, that's it, I've done enough for today, or that's all that needs to be accomplished, or this will be here and wait for me in the morning. Sometimes I'll make a list of what I need to do so that I don't forget it. But it's not part of my internal structure to wish I were somewhere else in general. It just doesn't occur to me that way. It may for you, but not for me.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The question I have with the pressure is that I'm a caregiver, and I have a client who I see five mornings a week, and for the last month, I've been, you know, working in my head because I've wanted to cut 2 days off from going to see them. I do have other clients as well, but I wanted to cut it from five mornings a week to 3 mornings a week, and my standard is to do the best job that I can, and I know that they like me, and that whenever I'm not available, they don't ask for anyone else. So it was really interesting because 2 weeks ago I was really sick and I had to take an entire week off. And they didn't, even though the company offered them someone else, they didn't want anyone else because they liked me and they wanted me there. But when I went back after being sick, I thought, you know what, I really need to say my truth, and that is that I want 3 days a week and not the 5 mornings with them. So I sent an email to the company and explained that to them, and then I sat down with my clients, it's a husband and wife, and I told them what needed to happen for me. And it was interesting because I wanted to only work Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with them, but they were going to cut my week by a day. They had already decided this, which is really interesting. And they wanted Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And the pressure that they put on me and that I felt, and I guess putting pressure on myself, to accommodate them was really tough for about 3 or 4 days until we sorted this out. And as it turns out, the company doesn't have someone else with my skills, because I'm also a driver, to accommodate them. So they had to take the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
You know something, Claudia?
Yeah.
I can see why you have so much difficulty with this.
Yes.
Yeah, you say the same things over and over. You get into small details. You don't just say what you want or need.
Oh, okay.
You know, look, I need to have work only 3 days a week. And these are the 3 days I can work for you, and I cannot work those other 2 days.
Right.
But you make it into a... I don't think you're busy enough. You create all kinds of drama around this.
Hmm.
You know, you make it so complex that I'm sure they stop listening after a while.
Wow.
Because I had to break in before
it was like the radio.
That's right.
And we left. We didn't want to leave. We were listening.
But it reached a point where you just were interested in your story, not talking to us.
Oh, right.
You weren't asking a question of us. So it was like this problem I had about when I should work.
And then It resolved itself.
So I'm not sure
what the question is, if there is one. Is there one?
Well, I guess it's my internal dialogue when I have to make a decision like that, and I feel pressure with myself to do, in quotes, the right thing. And
well, what's the right thing?
Well, the right thing would be to take care of myself.
I could be really off here.
Yeah?
Claudia, but I have an impression that at least on some level, you liked that they wanted you and only you.
Yes.
And so you, when they didn't call for somebody, I'm assuming this is an elderly couple or a couple that,
yeah.
Yes. And so as much as this is like this challenge and this pressure, there's some
glee.
And there's something you're also getting out of it, some validation, something
that
attention.
Validates your importance, like you're needed.
Yes, yes, I do see that.
And that's what creates the pressure, is the unexamined internal idea of needing to make yourself important. And one of the things that we've been doing recently, when we go out of town, we're really excited when people in New York City do meetups without us there, the Say Yes to Your Life meetups. And that the Say Yes to Your Life meetups are not only the international calls on Tuesday in Germany in the different cities, or in England or in Australia or around the United States, that they do them on their own. As much as I know we're valuable and that people get a lot listening to this show, we're doing our best in addition to not be needed, so that people can discover their self-sufficiency, or that if something should happen, that they're capable. And I would look at how you may unwittingly be...
Keep them thinking they need you, so you feel good about
what
being
you're
needed.
Doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And look, I know, Claudia, that you're not busy enough in your life, so you're keeping things going. You're creating drama to interact with, so you feel busier than you are.
Yeah, I see that.
And we're not suggesting that you really should be working the 5 days a week. We're saying that you're keeping yourself at least mentally occupied.
Exactly.
When you're not there, so that you have a sense of yourself.
Yes.
And you are perfect the way you are. You don't need to create drama to validate your existence.
Okay. So,
okay.
Yes. Well, the question that comes up when you say that is, so how would I not do that then?
Well, in the less than 1 minute we have left on this show,
yes,
I would like to suggest, or we'd like to suggest, that you allow yourself playtime, which, by the way, is the next week's show. It's playtime.
Right.
That when you let go and you stop chewing on things in your thoughts. And really,
I'll tell you what I would suggest.
Yeah.
You get engaged in what's right in front of you in the current moment of your life, rather than worry about how you're going to deal with next week's employment.
Right.
If you let go of what isn't and invest in what is, your life is going to be simple. We'll be back next week, everyone. Thanks a lot, Claudia.
Thank you so much.
Come on back there, everyone.
And don't miss being here.
Who
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.